David Edwards, pastor of Turkey Cove Baptist Church. It is a joy to come to you today by way of sermon audio. We want to thank you for joining us today. And wherever you're at, your place of listening, we hope that and pray that this message will be a blessing and a help to you. And it's our goal, it is our ministry. We want to be a help and encouragement to the saint and be a light to the sinner. And if you're in the Marion, North Carolina area, we would love to have you come and visit with us. If you don't have a home church, we would love to have you join in with us here at Turkey Cove Baptist Church. I think you'll find a friendly, welcoming atmosphere. And also, if you like old-time worship, we preach out of the King James Bible and nothing else. And just an old-time way of worship, praying, praising, preaching. And we believe in preaching. God chose the foolishness of preaching to save them which will believe. So we'd love to have you here at any time. And again, thank you for joining us today.
It's been done. Amen. Amen. Thank God for the opportunity to be back in the house of God. 1 Samuel chapter number 1 finds your place. Let's stand on the Word of God. 1 Samuel chapter number 1. Begin reading in verse number 1. I'm going to read several verses. I cannot. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you. I will not pronounce all these names right. So I'm just going to go ahead and get that out of the way. A disclaimer. And if you can pronounce them right, teach me after church. All right? Amen. 1 Samuel chapter number 1. Bible says, "Now there was a certain man of Ramathim, Jotham, of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Japheth, the son an Ephraite. And he had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, the name of the other Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of the city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priest and the Lord were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and her daughters portions. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. And her adversary also provoked her sore for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house," let me read verse 7 again. "And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. And then said Elkanah her husband to her, Hannah, why weepest thou, and why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am I not better to thee than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. And now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. And she vowed a vow, and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, wilt thou give unto thine handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli," "and it came to pass," let me back up, "and it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, no, my lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy portion that thou hast asked of him. And she said, "Let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight." So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And they rose up in the morning early and worshipped before the Lord and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. And wherefore it came to pass when the time was come about after Hannah that had conceived that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, "Because I have asked him of the Lord." And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, "I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him that he may appear before the Lord and there abide forever." And Elkanah her husband said unto her, "Do what seemeth thee good, tarry until thou have weaned him, only the Lord establish his word." So the woman abode and gave her son suck until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with three bullocks and one ephah of flour and a bottle of wine, and brought him into the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and the child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, "O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition which I ask of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord." And he worshiped the Lord there. Let's pray. Lord, again we thank you, God, for the privilege and the opportunity, Lord, you've allowed us to come before you. Lord, you know the need of the hour today. God, you know my heart, Lord, and I know how you've burdened me. Lord, I pray, God, for just a little while, Lord, that you'd hide us beneath the cross, and Lord, that you'd help us, God, to preach that you've laid upon our hearts today. Lord, I ask, Lord, today, God, that you'd give us receptive hearts and receptive minds to your word, that you'd help me to say everything I should and nothing I shouldn't. Lord, I pray, God, today, if there's one here lost, you'd save them. One here not where they ought to be, backslid, walking afar off from you. Lord, I pray, God, today, Lord, today will be the day, Lord, that they'll come and get in this salt and repent and get back in fellowship with you. Lord, I pray today, Lord, that you'd help your people. Lord, I pray that you'd help your mamas and mamas-to-be, and Lord, just ladies in general, Lord, but not only speak to them, but Lord, that you'd speak to all your children today. God, that you'd help us all through your word. Lord, I pray, God, today, Lord, just have your will and your way in this service, and Lord, we'll thank you and we'll praise you for what you do, for it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for standing on the word of God. I want to preach a little bit unusual this morning. We're going to go through the Bible and we're going to look at some different places on some women who made a difference. I don't think I've really preached this way before on Mother's Day. And I just want to be obedient to the Lord. But I could not help to think about, whenever you think about some women that made a difference or some mothers who made a difference, I could not help to think about Hannah and the story of Hannah. Of course, we know it's a very familiar story, how Hannah was mocked and made fun of by her husband's other wife. And I will remind you of this, that this is Old Testament and that it is different times. After the New Testament, you don't hear about men having more than one wife. Amen. Amen. And if you can have more than one, you're tougher than anybody I ever seen. So, amen. So, just thought I'd put that in there. But anyway, enough of that. Get back to you. But Hannah was a godly woman. Hannah loved the Lord, and Hannah was grieved over not having a child. The Bible said that her womb was shut up. And I found it interesting, and this doesn't really have anything to pertain to the message, but I thought it was interesting as I come down through there, that when she went up to the temple, Brother Shane, and she was there praying, then the Bible said that Eli the priest marked her mouth. And the Bible said that she prayed in her heart, only her lips were moving. And Eli assumed that she was drunken. And I thought as I read down through that, and I'm just going to give you this for good measure because I think it needs to be mentioned. There is a case made here in this chapter against her own drink. And you said, "Preacher, why would you bring that out today?" Because the Lord pointed it out to me in this scripture. I know there's a lot of places in the scripture that we can go, but I never would have thought in the story of Hannah that there would be a case made against strong drink. And I want to say this, I don't really ever know a mother that's ever really made a difference in anybody's life that's been a drunkard. And but by the way, she said, "I've neither drunk wine nor strong drink." So there is a difference in wine, biblical wine, and strong drink. Biblical wine is unfermented wine. And strong drink, of course, we know is fermented drink. And she also said this. She said, "Don't mistake me for a child of Belial." Yeah, ma'am. Now, you might as well say amen right there because I'm preaching right. Amen. If you get out and drink and carry on, you might be mistaken for a child of the devil. I'm talking about mothers, and we talk about fathers who make a difference. Amen. I know it's Mother's Day, but man, we'll just preach on parents that may make a difference. Can I tell you something? What we need in this day is parents that'll make a difference. What we have a lack of today is some women that love God and some men that love God. Amen. That will count the cost and stand up and make a difference in this world, not only for their children and their church and their country and their communities, but for Christ. Amen. And thank God Hannah wanted to make a difference. She wanted a man child from the Lord. Why did she want a man child in those days? Women wanted a man child because that man child would carry on the lineage. She loved her husband, and she wanted that man child to carry on the lineage or the name of her husband. But Hannah made a very wise decision here. Hannah was a supportive mother, and she said, "Lord, if you will look upon your handmaid," she said, "I will give him all the days of his life back to you." And can I say this? That's the best thing you can do as a parent today is give your children back to the Lord. Amen. And really, that's the verses that I'm interested in today. And then we're going to look at some other verses. Look in verse number 24. The Bible said, "And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with three bullocks and one ephah of flour and a bottle of wine and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and the child was young, and they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli." Can I say this? The best thing you can do, mama, is take your children to the house of God. Amen. Take them, get them up to the house of God. Listen to me. I've had a lot of regrets. I know that me and Margie, we've talked about it, and there's a lot of things if we could do over, Brother Jeffrey, I would do them over as a parent to Brandon. But there is one thing that I don't regret. It was getting up every Sunday morning and going to the house of God, and getting up Sunday night and going to the house of God, and going back on Wednesday night and dragging him all over this country in revival meetings and camp meetings and jubilees. There is one thing I don't regret. I'm telling you something. I believe he heard things. I believe he seen things. I believe he witnessed things that a lot of men his age has never witnessed. And he witnessed them at the house of God. Amen. One thing I don't regret is giving him back to the Lord. I'll say this, when you have a child, we have baby dedications around here, and you need to do that. But listen, it's one thing to say, I come up here and hold that baby in your arms and say, I'm going to give them back to the Lord. And it's another thing proving that fact. I'm telling you something today, friend. Mothers that make a difference will give them children holy unto the Lord. They will lay them on the altar. Amen. Amen. They will sacrifice for them like Hannah sacrificed. They will give of themselves. I'm telling you something, what I'm seeing today. Amen. Mothers without natural affection. We are living in the last days. There's been a lot of talk of abortion and all these things that's been going around in the last week. I mean, killing their innocent unborn babies without a cause. Friend, I promise you, hey, listen, that is not a mother that'll make a difference in this life. Amen. Hannah made a difference. And boy, when you get down, it's verse 26, said, she said, oh, my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood before thee here praying unto the Lord. He said, for this, she said, for this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition which I ask of him. Therefore also I have lent him. I like that, don't you? Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. Now listen what she said. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And he worshiped the Lord there. Amen. Can I tell you something? The best thing you can do is lend your children to the Lord. Amen. The best thing you can do, friend. Hey, listen, just give them to God. And whatever God does with them, ever how he... Hey, listen, I prayed, and he still may do it. I pray, God, use Brandon, call him. And I know that makes him probably cringe, but I'm telling you something. I pray for my boys. I pray for them two grandsons. Lord, call them to preach. Use them, I pray, in the ministry. At least you said, preacher, that's the craziest thing I ever heard. Well, friend, maybe you ain't on this side of it, but listen, that can be the greatest thing. Hey, I'd rather them have a be a preacher or a deacon or or somebody that serves the Lord all the days of their life than I would them to be the president of the United States or be a pro ball player or be a pro motorcycle rider or be the best hunter and fisherman that ever drawed a breath. I'd rather them have God and have the power of God resting upon their souls than anything I know. A friend, just give your children back to God. Amen. 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 If you'll support that, I promise you, you'll be a supportive mother and you'll be a mother that makes a difference. She never stopped there. I was reading through this story and I read on through. If you notice, you can make an outline right here real quick. You can notice Hannah's worry and you can notice Hannah's woe. And then you can go to chapter number 2 and you can find for the first 10 verses of chapter number 2, you can find Hannah's worship. For 10 verses, all she does is worship the Lord. She brags on him. I mean, she starts out in verse 1, and the Bible says, and Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoices in the Lord. My heart, she said, my horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. Talk no more so exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth, for the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. And you can go on, like I said, for the next several verses, and Hannah is just worshiping and praying and praising God. And friend, I'm telling you something, if God has given you the desires of your heart this morning, you are to worship him and praise him before your children, because your children need to see it. Amen. You can go over to verse 19 in chapter number 2, and you can still see how Hannah is providing. Verse number 19, chapter 2, said, moreover, his mother made him a little coat and brought it to him from year to year when she came up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. See, mothers, true mothers, They never quit providing. Amen. And if you read, go on and you read the story of Samuel, I got to hurry. I can preach right here for a while, but if you go on and you read the story of Samuel, you'll find that Samuel was one of the best judges of Israel, the best priest. I mean, listen, I like to read the account of where Samuel was called that night when Samuel went and laid down on his bed and the Lord called him and he presumed that it was Eli. And he went in there and he said, "Here I am." And he did it again. He went and laid down again and he said, and the Lord called him again. And Samuel went back in. He said, here am I. And then Eli perceived that it was the Lord. And the Lord called him that day. And he used Samuel to judge Israel and to help Israel. All the days of his life, Samuel was faithful. Mothers, let me tell you something. If you bring them upright, get them to the house of God, amen, not only you can make a difference, but you can raise some children that'll make a difference. Listen to me. Brother Bradley Boone posted a post on Facebook this past week. He said there is a lack of parenting in our country today. And I believe that to be true. Our children's not taught respect for anything. They're not taught respect for the house of God or the things of God. They're not taught respect for school teachers or anybody else. They disrespect their school teachers and parents' life about it. They stay funny, hateful, and rude comments and parents' life about it. Can I just preach a while? Hey man, I'm telling you something. We're raising up a generation of rebels. And when you raise up a generation of rebels, they will rebel against the things of God. And while we're laughing at their cute little rude remarks and their little things, and we've made ball games and racing and riding and everything else. And listen, I was as bad for it as anybody. We rode every weekend, but we didn't ride on Sundays. We played ball all the time, but we didn't play ball on Sundays. Are you with me? I want to tell you something. Their soul is more valuable than a trophy. Their soul is more valuable than a plaque. Their soul is more valuable than a home run or a touchdown. Listen to me. You better make a difference in their lives. I'm just giving you my heart this morning. You better make a difference in their lives while they're young, because they'll grow up very fast. They'll listen to you now, but there's coming a day when they'll know more than you do. And then when they're 14, 15, 16 year old, and you try to get them up and go to the house of God, and they say, "No, we're not a going." Are you listening to me? You say, "Preacher, it's none of your business." It's my business. I'm your pastor. If you don't like it, I don't know what to tell you. I'm telling you something. There's some mothers in the Bible who made a difference. And they did it by supporting. They did it by protecting. Go with me to Exodus chapter number 2. Exodus chapter 2. Found your place. Say amen. Amen. Exodus chapter number 2. Let's read the first four verses. Let's read verse 22 of chapter number 1. Exodus 1 verse 22. The Bible said, "And Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, every son that is born you shall cast into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive. And there went a man of the house of Levi and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could no longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein, and she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him." Help me now. Who was this child? Moses. Moses. You said, "Preacher, what are you talking about?" I'm talking about a mother that made a difference. She protected her child. It makes me want to cry. It makes me sick when I see I watched a little bit of news this week. I don't watch news, but I watched just a little bit of clip this week, and I watched as those far left liberal women got up there and began to talk about my body, my choice. And I don't know where all that was a few months ago when they wanted us to take a jab or wear a mask or none of that. But anyway, they got up there and they talked about it was their body and their choice, and that it wasn't a human being till it was outside the womb and all this other stuff. And man, I cannot believe it. And how that, listen, God put in every female a desire, amen, to be a mother. Put in every female that want. He put in every female that longing and that caring and that just natural instinct. Just put it in every female. It's in every female. Amen. And if you was born a female, you're still a female.
Amen.
Amen. But now we're living in a generation that will not protect their own children, even outside the womb. And boy, I'm telling you something, when I hear of the abuse and all the neglect that's going on, and I talk to these teachers and they tell me what's going on in their schools, and I talk to my wife and I hear what's going on at the high school, and I hear all the neglect and all the homeless teenagers that we have in this county. Yes, I said that right, homeless teenagers. And I thought, where's the mother? Where's the Jochebeds? Where's the Hannahs in this day? And you think about, let me tell you, Mama, you say, I can't be a Jochebed in this day. Listen, Jochebed was a Jochebed in Egypt. I mean, under the taskmasters, she was a bond servant, and she had enough faith to make that little ark of bulrushes and put that little 3-month-old little baby boy in the Nile River full of crocodiles, full of all kinds of dangers. Listen, that's the reason Pharaoh said to cast all the male children into the river, because he knew that the crocodiles would take care of them. And she had enough faith to push that little ark of bulrushes out in that river and watch. And let me tell you what God did. The Bible said that his sister, the reason I read that verse, the sister watched from afar off, and God took a hold of that little ark of bulrushes and came right down by Pharaoh's daughter. Amen. And little Moses looked up with them big old dark brown eyes, and he probably cooed and cawed a little bit. And Pharaoh's daughter's heart broke over that little baby, and she reached down and picked that baby up out of the river. And guess who she called to take care of him? Amen. There stood Moses' sister and said, hey, I know somebody that can take care of that baby for you. And she went back and got Moses' mama. And Moses' mama took him and raised him under the protection of Pharaoh, the king's daughter. Hey, don't tell me God can't take care of your babies. Amen. Listen to me, godly mothers protect their children physically, they protect them morally, they protect them emotionally, and they protect them spiritually. That's what godly mothers do. That's what mothers do. Amen. That's what mothers that make a difference do. Man, my mind went to rushing back, Brother Dickey, of some mothers that made a difference. Many of you right now sitting here thinking about your own mama who made a difference. Man, I thank God for my mama. Man, I thank God for my grandparents, my grandma, my mama. Amen. I thank God she made a difference. Amen. I thank God for the prayers I heard her pray in that bedroom. And in that living room floor at night, every night, I thank God for every shout. Brother Truman, I can remember I remember up there in the garden, and the weeds were flying higher in her head, and her just be a shouting, be a weed in that garden. Hey man, weeds be a flying, her be a shouting. And I didn't know what it all meant then, Brother Jeffrey. But I know what it means now, brother. Can I tell you something? I thought about, man, I think about mothers in this church who've made a difference, who've taught Sunday school for years, who's been faithful, who's worked diligently in the fellowship halls and different places, clean church, done everything. Man, thank you, mamas. Thank you for making a difference. Thank you for giving of yourself. Can I say this? Thank God for some mamas in this church that's raising some young people that love God.
Amen.
Amen. For protecting them from the things of this world, for telling them no.
Yeah.
Amen. Let me tell you, young and something, you ought to thank God every day that you got a mama to tell you no. Amen. You ought to hug her around the neck right now. You ought to thank God for her. Amen. You ought to thank her for telling you no. When she could have said yes, just let you go to your own ways.
Right.
And let your own ways destroy you. The Bible said there is a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death.
Yeah.
Amen. You better thank God for a mama that'll tell you no, one that'll protect you. Go with me to John chapter number 19. John chapter number 19. I thank God for loyal mamas. John chapter number 19, verse number 25. I won't hang out here long. The Bible says, now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Cleophas and Mary Magdalene. And when Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, woman, behold thy son. And he saith unto the disciple, behold thy mother. And from that hour that disciple took her unto his own home. Amen. Can I tell you something? A loyal mother will stand with them, with their children to the death. Amen. Over the years, there's been a lot of tragedies in our country. And every time them tragedies, now I know I'm preaching a little bit different today, but I'm just giving you my heart. Over the years, there's been a lot of tragedies, and you'll see, like one time, this, remember when I don't forget who it was, but the lady said her car got stolen, and the babies were in the car, and she watched the man drive off with her babies, and they end up finding them babies in a lake, and come to find out that mama drove down there and kicked that car in neutral and let it go off down while them babies was asleep in their car seats and let it go off down in that lake and let them babies drown. And it wasn't just a few months later. I said, that's not a mama. When I heard that story, I told my wife, I said, something's wrong with that story. Something just ain't right because that ain't a mama. Wasn't just a few months later, there was a story on the news. The mama being drugged to death where she was hanging on to the door handle where somebody tried to take her car with them babies still in it. That's a mama. That's what a mother's love is. That's a mother that'll make a difference. That's one that's loyal. That's one that'll stay with you through everything. Me and mamas, we got one chance. Daddies, we got one chance. We don't get two chances at raising them. We don't get a second chance at raising our babies. Do you hear me? We better do it right the first time. They need to see a mama that's loyal to Christ. They need to see a mama that prays. They need to see a mama that knows that they know that they got somebody in their corner no matter what. That's what a mama is. I'm telling you right now, my wife would die for any three of them boys right there in a minute. You said, preacher, how you know? Because I've seen her. She'll flog your head in a minute over them three boys. Are you listening? She'll flog your head in a minute over four of her boys. Amen. That's a mama. That's what mamas do. That's a loyal mama. The mother of the Lord. She is loyal, Brother Brandon, all the way to the cross. She stayed faithful. And I'm done right here. Turn with me to 2 Timothy. Chapter number 1. 2 Timothy, found your place. And what I love to hear them pages turn. 2 Timothy, chapter number 1. Then we're going to go to chapter number 3. Chapter number 1, verse number 5. The Bible says, "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also." Turn with me to chapter number 3, verse number 15. Listen what he says. "That from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction in righteousness, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, throughly furnished unto all good works." Look back, verse 15. "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus." I've given you an example, and that's just a few examples of going through the Word of God of some mamas who made a difference. I thought about Rizpah in 2 Samuel chapter number 2. Did you ever know about Rizpah? Have you ever read about Rizpah? If you've read your Bible, you know about Rizpah. Rizpah was mentioned in chapter number 3. And then she was later mentioned down there, I think, around about chapter number 21 of 2 Samuel. Rizpah was one of Saul's concubines. She had two children that belonged to Saul. And Saul went against the Gideonites. And David wanted to make things right with the Gideonites. And to make things right, he asked the Gideonites, he said, "What can I do to appease you?" And they said, "Give us 7 of Saul's sons." And they give him 7 of Saul's sons. You said, "Preacher, this sounds barbaric." This was Bible days. That's how it was. You better thank God this morning that you're under grace and not under the law. You better thank God this morning that you're living in the age of grace. Because if they wasn't, they'd be rock piles all over this country right now where we'd be stoned to death. Are you listening to me? They gave him 7 of Saul's sons. And the Gideonites took them up on a hill and they hanged them. They crucified them is what they did, up on a hill. And the Bible said that Rizpah spread sackcloth upon a rock. And from the harvest to the rains fell, she beat the birds of the air and the beasts of the field off them boys. If you've ever studied that out, from harvest to the rain falls, that's about 6 months. For 6 months, while their corpses were rotting. Are you listening to me? I can go through the Word of God. I can find you all kinds of mamas that made a difference. I can tell you about Rahab. I can tell you about Ruth. I can tell you about a lot of mamas that made a difference. I've told you about some others. Hannah, Jochebed, Mary, the mother of our Lord. I can tell you about a lot of mamas that made a difference. But for some reason today, Eunice sticks out to me. You know why? Because she was an instructive mother. She gave Timothy something that she knew would last him a lifetime. Verse 15, "And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures." And this is what he knowed from it. "Which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." Now listen to me, mamas and daddies, you better listen to. We can teach them all we know about this world. We can teach them. Brother Curtis, I was watching them boys over there yesterday. Every time that machine would cut off. They'd get up in there and they'd grab them joysticks and they'd want to run that machine. You know, they'd want to blow the horn and work the levers. And we can teach them to do that, and that's good, and we should. Every day when we pick your eye up off the bus, he wants to drive the car and mash the gas. Teach him to drive. He ain't but 7, and he already outdrive his granny. And you teach him that, and we should. We can teach him how to hit a ball. We teach them how to ride a bike or ride a motorcycle. We teach them to fish. We teach them to hunt. We teach them all those things, and we should. But have you taught them about salvation? Have you taught them about the scriptures that will make thee wise unto salvation through faith into Christ Jesus? Because that's the mothers that make a difference. That's the ones that gets the Bible down and says, here's how you're saved. It's by grace through faith. And that not of yourselves, a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. That's the mothers. And can I add the fathers who make a difference? I've been teaching through 2 Timothy at Bible College, and this Tuesday night will be my last class. You know what that means? I'm in chapter number 4, 2 Timothy. And Paul said this, I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. You know what Paul was saying? I've done the best I could. And I'm finishing well. Mamas, I want to finish right. Daddies, I want to finish right. Young people, listen to me. These scriptures will make you wise unto salvation. There's no heaven without salvation. You hear me? Without salvation, the Bible says you must be born again. But guess what? You can be born again. You can be saved today by the good grace of God. You can be. Whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. All that call upon me I will in no wise cast out. If you'll call on Him today, He'll save you. I think one of the greatest portions of Scripture is when that jailer asked Paul and Silas, he said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they looked at him and said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And thy house. You know what that meant? It meant that man's life and testimony would make a difference in his home. So not only would he be saved, but his house, his home. You're here today and you're lost, it don't just affect you. It affects your house. Thank God for some mothers who made a difference. And thank God for some who still are. And thank God for some who will. See, I know some in here are longing for that child. And I'm trusting God to give you that child. Amen? Amen? And we're believing God will give you that child. Hannah said, for this child, I prayed. And the Lord has given me the petition of my heart. Some mamas that made a difference. Can I say today in closing, we need some parents to make a difference. Let's all stand. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed.
I pray that it was a help and a blessing to you wherever you may be. And also wanted to extend this invitation out to you if you have any questions or any concerns, maybe questions about salvation, maybe need help in any way that we can be a help to you, if you'd reach out to us, our contact information you'll find here on Sermon Audio. Again, we want to thank you for listening in today. God bless you and have a blessed day.